The act of blessing means the imparting of power or life. The person performing the blessing is not giving the blessing, it is God's blessing. They are only mediating that power from God. To bless is more than an expression of goodwill and caring. To bless is to impart God's power in person. So the blessing of each animal, and we bless them by name, means that health, healing, and life are mediated from God or for the benefit of the animal in its relationship with its human companions. We are all creations and creatures of God. No one creature is better than another, of course. We are to live in harmony together and tend to each other. So today, when we bless these pets, our companions, we will also bless the human companions who care for them. So what we're going to do is Lee is going to sit on that side and run the steps. I'm going to sit on this side. Karen is going to come up here as well as Tamara. And Tamara has T-R-E-A-T-S, in case they know. Because they know the words, right? And Karen is going to create a certificate for your pet and your companion. So if you will, once your companion is blessed, come and get a T-R-E-A-T and a certificate. Karen will write those out for us. So whoever wants to come forward. And there was a fellow here a little while ago who, I don't know what he did with his dogs. And I think we have to go outside because Mac is outside, right? So anybody who wants to follow us out to bless Mac the horse, who is in the horse trailer out here at the end, will go and do that too.
Okay.
Tamara, you can just move that.
Hello.
Hi.
And who's your
Lexi?
Name? This is Lexi.
Lexi?
Coda.
Is it?
Oh, Coda.
Okay,
yeah,
Lexi and Coda.
Cool name.
Okay, Lexi.
All right.
Hi, Lexi.
Coda,
hi, sweetheart.
I bless you in the name
Blessing the Animals reading is by Jan Richardson.
Can you get closer to the mic? Pat, right up to your lips. There you go.
You who created them and called them good, bless again these creatures who come to us as a blessing, fashioned of fur or feather or fin, formed of flesh that breathes with your own breath, that you have made from sheer delight, that you have given in dazzling variety. Bless them who curl themselves around our hearts, who twine themselves through our days, who companion us in our labor, who call us to come and play. Bless them who will never be entirely tamed, and so remind us that you love what is wild, that you rejoice in what lives close to the earth, that your heart beats in the heart of these creatures you have entrusted to our care.
We are friends with God's friends.
All the little ones who talk by barking or meowing, all the little ones who nudge us with their noses, all the little ones who sing and fly, all the little ones who have long tails and whiskers.
Some of our animal friends are big, but in God's eyes, we are all little ones.
Today, we thank God for the love we share with our animal friends.
Most of them don't live as long as we do, so we have to say goodbye when it is time for them to go before us.
We don't forget them. We thank God for the time we had together and for all the ways our animal friends showed us love and kindness. We thank God that when we are taking care of our animal friend was really taking care of us.
I am going to invite anybody who wishes to name those companions that they have loved deeply and have been loved by, but have lost. Tiara, sorry. Jenks. Yeah, we have long lists. Just call them out. I won't be able to repeat them all, but call out the ones you've loved and lost.
Chip. Getcha. Max. Starlight. Peggy.
Charlie. We carry them forever in our hearts. We remember their names long after they're gone because we have loved them and they have loved us. And something was taken from us when they left this earth, and we still continue to love them. They still have a piece of our hearts. So we are blessed and grateful for those that we have loved and have lost.
Take care of our animal friends, God, until we join them again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's join in singing